broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for August 18th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the tradition of our founders. We believe the checks and balances, absolutely brilliant, and the solution as we use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our guide, not for revolution, but to restore the republic in the traditions of our founders. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast brought to you by thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys, thepowermall.com. We had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. We talked about the Campaign for Liberty is a nonpartisan organization. They even support your right not to belong to any political party. Wow, good for them. Lowell Nelson gave a report on the Republican State Party Organizing Convention. It was held last Saturday in Salt Lake City, Utah. Politicians say they support limited government, but the record shows they vote over and over and over to increase the size, scope, and reach of big government. Few people actually know how they vote, and they thoughtlessly believe what the liars tell them. Our respect for these hypocrites continues to sink. Senator Mike Lee is a notable exception. His legislative score in the most recent edition of the New American Scorecard is 93%. Is that perfect? Far from. Is it incredible compared to the rest? Yes. Jason Chapeth of Utah has 73%. Rob Bishop and Mia Love have 66%. Chris Stewart, 61%. And Orrin Hatch, who received the Ronald Reagan Award at that event, has a 57%, the lowest score of any politician in Utah. Would you like your spouse to be faithful to you 57 or 66% of the time, huh? No, of course not. We ought to expect our citizen servants, our elected officials, to be 100% faithful to the Constitution. We also talked about Dr. Ron Paul's new book, Swords into Plowshares. It's a life in wartime and a future of peace and prosperity. Incredible book. He talks about having faith in God. Builds into the body and soul of a person an aversion to war. Those without faith more readily accept war and even pursue it as a means to their end. On average, believe it or not, 22 military veterans each day commit suicide. Waging unjustifiable war has tragic consequences. One major indicator of our, meaning the human peaceful nature, is the fact that governments must work so hard to overcome that peaceful nature in order to prosecute these immoral, unconstitutional, unjustified war. We have talked before about soldiers who literally miss their targets on purpose because they don't want to kill anyone. Video games have been used to condition soldiers to kill more easily. Governments are predisposed to war. Why? Because doing so nourishes the power and prestige of government. To overcome our peaceful nature, governments must resort to lying, fear-mongering, and other propaganda to scare people into a war viewpoint. Yeah. In other words, they're going to kill us. Oh, my goodness. We got to do something. We got to kill them on their soil so that they don't come to our soil, this mentality. But in Dr. Ron Paul's book, he exposes the big lies on which all these wars depend. That is the mistaken notion that wars will make us richer and safer. Both lies. The CIA has documented the blowback principle. We meddle in the affairs of nations around the world. They hate our guts, folks, because we don't belong over there. How would we like it if it was done to us? Oh, what about that idea, do unto others as you would like them to do unto you, huh? Ron Paul closes his book with stirring optimism. Yeah, President Obama has given Congress an ultimatum. You either approve the Iran deal or we're going to war against Iran. Take your pick. Turns out that the U.S. dollar is at stake. It's not so much that we got a war because you got to go to war because of national security. Here's the deal. We've created our, quote, hegemony activities or the world's police mentality because we've got the biggest currency on the block and our currency has become kind of the world de facto. But now Russia and China and other countries are saying, we're going to back our currency with some gold. We're going to use our currencies. Why should we use the U.S.? And the U.S. is so frightened of that because that'll be the ultimate U.S. takedown. Turns out the U.S. dollar is at stake and Barack Obama knows it. So he's put this absolute ultimatum to Congress. You either go along with the Iran deal or we're going to war with Iran. Take your pick. Anyway, Ron Paul's book, incredible. Prose for Peace, if you will. That was 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. The second hour is brought to you by Raw Honey. How'd you like raw honey delivered to your door that tastes phenomenal? Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn more, 801-669-2211, or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Second hour, we had our guest on, Becky Akers, author of Hailstorm and Abducting Arnold. The revolutionary new novels, buy them before they're banned. We talked about Halbrun says Trump reached turning point. Most establishment figures think he can not only win the nomination, but he can win the White House, too. Scott Walker being trumped by the Donald in the crucial state of Iowa. We also talked about Ben Carson wanting forced vaccinations. We finished the discussion by talking about AT&T helped the United States government spy on the internet, in other words, on all of us, on a massive scale. We also talked about paper over plastic spurs demand for hard cash, fears of financial instability keep demand for fake currency strong. We also talked about why gas prices are rising as oil falls to six-year lows. So there you have it. Now, that was the recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. And a listener, Marty, emailed me yesterday about some statements Becky Akers made. I want to get you that detail here quickly. Becky Akers basically really trashed hard on the Social Security system. And she said, hey, you know what? You're stealing. And you shouldn't steal. And stealing is wrong. And so the headline from this listener emails and says, hey, Becky is out of line. That's the subject. Becky's out of line. Hi, Sam. I paid into Social Security for 48 years. So to say that I'm stealing from others and not getting my investment back is pure crap. Becky's just pissing off the elderly or your older listeners who are getting their Social Security. Better she turned her venom toward the blank in Congress who have borrowed the money we contributed in good faith. I am shocked you let her get away with that statement. All right. Now I email back this listener and I say, hi, listener. I'm leaving the name out. Actually, she is correct. I know you have paid in all your life, and so have I. However, just because they steal from us, that doesn't give us the right to steal from the next generation. Remember, it's a pay-as-you-go system, meaning that the money that they stole from you is already gone. Just because they took money from us, and now that it's gone, that doesn't give us the right to take it from our kids and their kids. Try to understand the point from a factual, reality, not a personal issue point of view. Then realize that we must try to keep the promises we made as a nation, but we need to eventually call a halt to the con game. Then I say this. This is a message from one of my favorite authors. I'll give you the details of that in seconds, but I back up what I claim. I want to finish with my favorite one of my favorite authors on this, then get Kurt's take. Then we'll move along to the news the networks refuse to use today. You are listening to LibertyRoundtable.com on RepublicBroadcasting.org and LibertyRoundtable.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. So we're talking about a listener who is mad at Becky. Yesterday on the program, Becky said, hey, you know what? Thou shalt not steal. Social Security is an absolute racket. It's a Ponzi scheme. And those who are taking the money are stealing. And so the listener emailed in and said, how dare you say that? A lot of us have paid in for our whole lives, and you know what? We're just getting back our quote investment, and et cetera. And my response to that is this. I get that the listener is saying, you know what? I've done my best and I deserve to get back some of my money. And I can see that point of view, but I can also see the reality that just because they took money or stole money from us, meaning the government stole money from us, that doesn't give us the right to take it from our kids and their children. In other words, it's a pay-as-you-go Ponzi scheme. And as a result, the money stolen from us, the older generations, it's already gone. try to understand the point from a factual reality point of view, not a personal issue point of view. Then realize we must try to keep as many promises as we can as a nation, but we need to eventually call a halt to the con game. And then in my response, I say this is from one of my favorite authors. It is truly ironic that the federal government requires insurance companies and private pension funds to maintain assets and reserves sufficient to pay off every last cent of their retirement contracts, yet ignores this requirement when it comes to its own Social Security system. Benefits to be paid under the Social Security system should be completed on an actuarial basis, which takes into account the amount each person has paid in and the number of years they've paid, and then compare that to the number of years he's expected to draw out. This is the only fair system that does not penalize some by forcing them to pay not only for their retirement, but for the retirement of others as well. The system operates today by, well, new benefits are voted in by Congress, and the older citizens begin to receive them immediately, even though their past contributions to the fund are nowhere adequate to cover the cost. This means that the next generation have to pay their full share, plus the deficit created by their elders. This is politics at its worst. Those who stand to benefit by an immediate increase clamor to the polls, and by voting pressure Congress into a yearly expansion of the program. But those of the next generation who will have to pay the bill are actually too young to even vote by the time they advance to the receiving end of the line. They too press for more benefits, which in turn adds to the costs and passes the debt, the liability, one more generation down the line. Such madness cannot go on forever. Sooner or later, and probably much sooner than we'd like to think, this irresponsible game of politics will cause the entire system to collapse. The time may be close at hand where men and women may wake up to the fact that they are being played for suckers by the older generation. And who could blame them if they should decide to apply the political pressure of their greater numbers to call a halt to the con game and cancel the whole program? Now listen carefully. After all, there are no real reserves and no binding contracts. There is no reason why this could not happen. The present arrangement is not insurance, it is politics. Then I said that's found in the book, An Enemy Hath Done This, written by Ezra Taft Benson, pages 226 to 228. So that was my response. And I don't mean to be offensive to anyone, and neither does Becky. However, we must call a spade a spade if we eventually want to extract ourselves from socialism. And see, that's the problem. I get the listener's point of view that, you know what, I paid in. By golly, I'm just trying to get my money back. You're right. You've been abused and stolen from for 48 years, my friend. And it's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. The problem is, you know what? If you get yours, then you're just stealing from somebody else. Because it is a pay-as-you-go Ponzi scheme. There are no real reserves. There are no standing contracts. It's a sham. So the question becomes, well, what do we do? You can't just chaff the elderly, can you? No, you can't. You can't wake up tomorrow and shut down Social Security, and neither would I or Becky advocate for that. What we're telling you is that the system is wrong. The system goes against the laws of God. Thou shalt not steal. And thou shalt not covet thy children's wealth either. And so the question is not, should we fight against this? Should we battle? Should we be angry at one another and say, Becky's wrong, how dare you let her say such a thing, and this and that? What we really need to do is acknowledge it from a factual point of view. not a personal investment scenario. And say, okay, that's true. Good point, Becky. You're right. Now, what do we do about it? And the answer I basically stated in my response to the listener. I said, you know what? We need to keep as many promises to as many people as we possibly can. How do we do that? How do we get our way out of the system? We can't do it overnight. But I say we can do it. But we would have to create mechanisms by which we could slowly transition our way away from such a system. How might you do that? Well, I can't give you exact details because we'd have to get some accountants and some professional people together in terms of the dates and the timing and the years and everything. But I'll just make it a quick, simple formula for understanding purposes. Those 60 and above would just get Social Security as it currently stands. They have no time to make any changes in their life or prepare, and we've stolen from them the worst. Their abuse has been the worst, in other words, the longest stealing from them. So, you know what? 60 above, you're just, it's normal. Just finish up. 30 to 60, based on how much you've put in, you will get a stipend to walk away, almost like a opposite of a signing bonus. You unsign and we'll give you a bonus. Or you could look at it a different way and say, you know, normally when you leave work, sometimes you get a severance. It would be a severance to walk away. You know what? You put in 500 grand, sir, we'll give you 500 grand. Yeah, you lose all your interest, but you have cash in your hand to invest as you see fit. And again, that'll be 30 to 60 years old, just say, or 30 to or 60 to maybe 25. And you know what? You get this money and you walk away and you invest in the private sector or do whatever you want to. And it'll be based on how much money you put in. It's how much you could get out. That would be as fair as it could possibly be. We would then, those below 25, we would say, you know what? This kind of sucks for you. We've got so much socialism going on. You know, on one hand, we owe you some money from Social Security. On the other hand, you've stolen from other taxpayers too, to some degree by being in the student loan programs or whatever you've been in. If you have a student loan, we'll forgive that loan, and you're out of Social Security. There's ways to get out of it. And exactly the details of the ages and the timing and how much and everything else, I don't have it right in front of me. Nor is it possible for me to articulate the details in just a short radio news segment. However, I'm convinced that is the way we can work our way out of it. How long might it take? Oh, 10, 20 years. You're not going to get it done in a day. And it's not fair to break promises to the elderly. In other words, you got to try to spread the tough times a little bit. You got to have everybody say, you know what? We're all in this together. It was a bad system to begin with. We should have never done it, but we've learned our lessons and we're all going to take our lumps and move on. But we don't want to shaft some Americans greater than others. We got to somehow work our way out of it. And that's why I say it'd be a sliding scale to some degree and work our way out of it. And it would take time. I don't propose getting rid of Social Security tomorrow, but to pretend it's not an evil among us is a mistake as well, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, that'll never lead to solutions. If we acknowledge the reality and find a way to work our way out of this mess, that's what the American genius can accomplish. The only question left is, are you aboard to help? Liberty Roundtable Live, Kurt's comments in seconds.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable, family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. and it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season, like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, this half hour is brought to you by your scientifically backed free Vigor test. How would you like to have more energy in your life? How would you like to get rid of the frustration, depression, discouragement, anger, confusion, and replace it with a peaceful, cheerful attitude? All right, get a hold of Kurt, take the test, learn more. With natural health and healing solutions, you can improve your energy levels called Vigor. And the scientifically backed test is free. Call Kurt to learn more. That's Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211 or C-U-R-T. That's Kurt at LibertyRoundtable.com. Speaking of Kurt, welcome to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right. Listener says Becky is out of line. Kurt, your response?
Yeah, well, you know, Sam, you and I have, we've been, you know, victims, I guess you could say, of this system. We learned about these things in a similar fashion years ago. I remember waking up to this idea when it seemed like it was an elderly couple from California, if I remember right, that years ago kind of pointed to me in our, you know, rather large family and said something like, you're the reason my taxes are so high. You know, and I remember thinking, oh, what are you talking about? You know, how does that all work? You know, it's like a little baby with opening his eyes. And then, you know, I realized that as the way that, for example, in this case, we're talking about the schooling system where we, you know, the government school system where we force certain people to pay for other people's children to be in school. And so many of our systems have gone this way, you know, whether it's the Social Security system, that system. The other day, one of the local city councilman was reminding me that the reason we needed to have a watering system to meter things was so that everyone paid their fair amount. You know, I mean, they paid to, you know, participate. Whatever the cost was, you divided it up equally by those who paid. And I thought to him, I bet you wouldn't want me to suggest the same about the golf course. Would you?
Or yet, the government school, or the Social Security system, or the right?
That, right. And yet, you know, if you really, you know, were to do it properly, you know, if we're going to have any of those things, then they should be paid only by the participants, supported, not forced from others to pay for them. And yet that's what we've done. Somehow we've, you know, and all this basically goes back to this whole idea of, hey, the proper role of government, and what does, how does government get its powers to do things? And, you know, when you find the roots of those rights, if you will, those powers, they've got to come from the individual. And those rights have got to come from God in the first place. And God didn't give us the right or the, well, anyway, this power to force our neighbors to save money and protect themselves for their old age. This is not a God-given right, and yet, nor is it a right. You go on down the list of all the other socialistic programs we've got, but somehow we think, or we've been kind of lied to and tricked to think that, hey, if we just vote for something, then somehow it's okay. Somehow it's, you know, it's all right after that. But boy, it's, we find ourselves in a mess, right, Sam?
We do. And that's kind of the problem that I'm kind of discussing with this listener is that, look, let's not attack the messenger. Let's talk about the problem. And then let's not make the problem so personal that we can't get past acknowledging facts. The fact is, the government would not allow this kind of program to exist anywhere else but in government, Kurt. No other system can be allowed to rob the funds, which Congress does routinely, allowed to steal from your neighbor and force you to be part of it. Basically, a pay-as-you-go situation where it means that it's bankrupt the second it starts, because without
what
future
do they
generations,
call those,
Ponzi schemes.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, the government's, you know, got a Ponzi scheme going on. And that's right, the whole point is that you can be critical of Becky, but she's mad about it. And I agree that it's hard to take when you've paid in for 48 years and now you're on Social Security. You're just like, oh, man, I'm not really a socialist, Sam. And I agree. On an individual basis, many people are just caught in the cycle, caught in the circumstance. Look, I was born into socialism. I was born into government schools and Social Security and welfare programs everywhere around me. I didn't start this thing, but nevertheless, I'm a victim of it. And so this listener's a victim too, to some degree. And so we're not basically saying this listener by taking Social Security necessarily is a thief, although they're participating in the theft is the point. And the theft is perpetuated by government. It's kind of like, what do you do when you're forced to be drafted to go to the war? And then so you go to the war, then you're forced to kill people. God doesn't look at it the same as if you just murdered people. Okay, so it's kind of a similar scenario. We're all shanghaied by this. I concur with that. Nevertheless, acknowledging the fact that it is stealing, acknowledging the fact that it is a Ponzi scheme, acknowledging the fact that government wouldn't let this type of system exist anywhere else but in government, the fact that it's bankrupt, the fact that we've got to steal from the next generation to keep it afloat, we've got to acknowledge and be candid about those realities. And then what we've got to say is, how do we, as good people, extract ourselves from this? The guy that's 7 years old on Social Security, who was, for the most part, forced into this system, they stole from him his whole life to where he doesn't have enough money to retire on now, isn't really his fault. The fact that he's taking Social Security to some degree isn't really his fault on an individual basis. What does he do? Okay. At the same time, acknowledging that that's a problem and trying to figure out a way to save our children from the same fate as ourselves is the answer. And that's the point Becky's making, is that, you know what, we got to find an answer. We've got to extract ourselves from this evil. How do you do it? Well, it isn't really possible if they've stolen your money from you for your whole 48-year life of work as an adult, and then now you're, say, 68 years old, just for instance, and you're on the system. We're not necessarily pointing at you and saying you're evil. What we're saying is it is stealing, though. And as a society, we've got to extract ourselves from this. And so I laid out the way we could do it. You sunset all programs. You vote against any increases. You then slowly but surely build a plan to wean ourselves off of the system over a 10, 15-year period of time with the singular goal in mind to keep as many promises to as many people as we possibly can. But to shoulder the burden equally to the best of our ability, to take our lumps and move on. In other words, at some point, you got to stop the swig from the bottle and you got to face the music. At some point, you've got to say, hey, and change the game. Call a halt to the con game is the way it was put by one of my favorite authors. And that's exactly the point. Anyway, Kurt chimes in with a tremendous conclusion. And anyway, that wraps that up. But I just feel like we really want to take the time to educate. We really want to take the time to point towards solutions. Not only have we answered the listener with very detailed prose, but we've also provided a solution. Think about that. And you say, Sam, that solution's too hard. Well, it's not any harder than going into debt, going into debt, going into debt, going into debt till the system just fails. And then people are forced to deal with this thing without a time frame of transition.
You know, Sam,
that's worse by far, Kurt.
There's an individual that's pretty well known that, you know, also offers a solution to this. He doesn't really always trumpet this, but the guy's name is Dave Ramsey. Now, people, you know, that have are familiar with him, he will just basically tell you, like, you know, I've heard him call the IRS the KGB. I've heard him call the Social Security system the social insecurity. You know, and he'll basically work at telling you how to pretty much live outside of those systems to make sure that you, you know, take care of the KGB, as he calls it, or the IRS, and then that you make sure and you, you know, prepare for retirement and without planning on the, as he calls it, social insecurity. I highly recommend what he does. I think he does a good work there. You know, if people do those things, then
is this
then
a commercial?
Who is the solution? No, Dave Ramsey.
All right, there you go, Dave Ramsey. And he's right on a lot of things, that's for sure. All right, quick pause, ladies and gentlemen. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live. No broadcast can be discussed without talking about the Trumpster these days, huh? All right, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Now, a lot of conservatives have been absolutely positive, bullish on Donald Trump. They love what he has to say. Everybody feels like the Donald's fantastic. And I mentioned to you that you got to be careful. You know what? He's changed his opinions on things so many times it isn't funny. He makes Mitt Romney's flip-flopping look minor. He's a Democrat before a Republican. He's a socialist before a conservative. He's a liberal before whatever. He's all wrong. Look, he's a rich fat cat. The revolving door of government and big business are certainly welded together like you wouldn't believe at the top. Don't fall for the Trumpster lie. Now, he's saying a lot of the right things. I always concur with that, and good for him for doing it. Nevertheless, I've been skeptical of Trump. And then we heard reports that, man, the mainstream press just hates the Donald. They can't stand him. And I said that isn't true. Don't believe it for a second. Remember, he who owns the media makes the rules. And if they didn't like the Trumpster, they'd either black him out or make him look so foolish he couldn't even believe it. Nevertheless, they got this circus going on where they love him, and it creates ratings, and people didn't believe me. And then they had the debate, and he took on Megyn Kelly, and now the battle between Megyn Kelly and the Donald is legendary, and it launched the Fox ratings beyond imagination to 24 million people watching the Trumpster. He took credit for it all. Megyn Kelly's mad at Trump. Trump's mad at Kelly, but that took that broadcast and made it cooler. What's the word I'm looking for? The water cooler debate, if you will, for days after. A perfect storm for the media. Donald loves to deliver. They love him. He basically talked about Hillary coming to an event, his birthday party or whatever, and she said, "I'm sorry, I didn't really know him that well. I didn't know what he stood for. That's a lie." He then said, "I paid her off. She had to come." Again, another lie. They're good friends. Okay? And nobody believed me when I said, "Be careful here. Look out. You're being played for suckers already." Listen, he who owns the media makes the rules. If they really wanted Trump to go away, he'd be gone. And people didn't believe me. However, now the latest twist might help you get the truth. Fox News star Sean Hannity defends Trump from Glenn Beck pouncing. I'm going to say it again. Fox News star Sean Hannity defends Trump from Glenn Beck pouncing is the headline from World Net Daily. And World Net Daily, again, they report a lot of candid news. Now, some people say, well, they're not the real thing. Say what you want. Again, it's like the Trump. They're saying the right things. Now, check it out, though. As you're well aware, Fox News does not have the best of relations with the Donald ever since the first Republican debate. And that's not true. He's got a fight with Megyn Kelly. But remember, behind the scenes, Roger Ailes and the Donald worked it out and said it was respectful. And we never heard a word about what was really said or what was really agreed to. But Fox came out and said, "Look, we'll be nice to Donald." And Donald basically walked away and said, "You better." They know where their ratings kitty comes from, don't they? But now, in the wake of Glenn Beck's criticism of the billionaire running for president, one of the cable channel's biggest names comes out in defense of the Donald without hesitation. It's Sean Hannity. So now you got Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck in a little squabble, right, Kurt? Oh, how magical for ratings can it get, Kurt? The former Fox host having a battle with the current Fox host. Two, quote, conservatives with different views on the Trumpster. Now, what's fascinating is when I read that, though, I thought, Glenn Beck's really trashing Trump? What does he have to say? I pull up soundbite after soundbite, and really on the Glenn Beck program, it's Stu, the producer, that does the Trump takedown, if you will. And they talk about Trump was liberal before he was conservative. He was a socialist. He believes in eminent domain and stealing people's property. He believes in a one-payer system health care. And these are statements that he's made in the past. Now he's flip-flopped and he says different. And then Glenn Beck and crew document Trump's truth quite well. Nevertheless, now you got a battle and it means good ratings for Beck. Good ratings for Hannity. Good ratings for Fox. And now the insiders are saying Trump just might win the nomination and the White House. But they say Trump is an incredible behind-the-scenes moderate Republican. So, Kurt, there you have it. I'm telling you right now, it could not materialize better for the big network's ratings, Kurt. There you have it. I'm telling you, he who owns the media makes the rules. This is all by design. There you have it. Do you have a comment on it, Kurt?
Well, I think you've, covered it pretty well. I mean, when you look at the situation, I mean, typically August is not what you'd call TV ratings time. You know, it's going to be people are more, they're busier doing a lot of other things. So, they look at this as being a big help to keep viewers, if you will, and keep folks involved. I would like to say I know for sure what's coming, but I don't. And it is interesting to, see the whole thing kind of play out, if you will. See the different parts that each person puts in. You know, the Beck Hannity mix is interesting, as well as Trump's parts. Now, as to Trump changing his, I don't know if you call it,
political ways, views, his stances, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. That's most of us have changed. At least over the years, I think.
Yeah, but such polarizing changes from, I believe, in a single health care system or health care payer system, we've got to have one, to now, hey, I believe that government shouldn't be involved in insurance at all, is a pretty hardcore about face. And I would believe people have genuine changes in their beliefs, Kurt, except for when they magically change to have political advantage or gain, then I question it. For example, did you know that the Trumpster was a Democrat up to 2009? And he was a hardcore Barack Obama supporter. Did you know that?
When you say a hardcore Barack Obama supporter, how do you know that?
I'm just saying, go search it up. Donald supported Barack Obama back in the day.
As far as I can tell, he pretty much bought about every politician. He spent money on every one of them.
Not me.
I know, but I mean, at least one of the things he says that he did was he basically said, hey, this is how the you play this system. This is how you play this game. If you want something done by a politician, you've got to, and like that Johnny Chung guy said about the White House, it's like the subway, you got to pay the money to ride. And I think Donald understands that, just like about every businessman in the world does. And that's the way the system works. It's too bad, but that's, or maybe you should say doesn't work,
No, you're right. And the point then becomes, he's admitting how the game's played, but he also played it though. In other words, hey, he's calling everybody else being dirty, but it's kind of like the guy that gets caught with prostitutes going, hey, there's a big problem with prostitution around here, after he gets caught, right? So what I mean is I understand what he's saying, and I don't disagree that he's right. I'm just saying he's as guilty as they all are. And instead of basically saying, you know what, I'm sorry, this is horrible, I did play in this and trying to repent or whatever, he almost mocks them. Like, you know what, I paid you off too. What do you expect? You're in bed with me. Don't pretend you're not. Come on. And so at some point, he's speaking the truth, but not from a changed point of view either. Now, Hannity and Beck are finally facing off over the Donald Trump. Okay. I'm just telling you, it's crazy. They're getting so much media coverage from this, it's beyond imagination, Kurt. Even we're doing it. Wow, what a brilliant plan. So I know what you're saying, Kurt, and I don't disagree that, you know what, the Trump's calling a spade a spade. That is how it works. But that's kind of the point, is you don't really know where the Trump stands on anything then, do you? Because looks like Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity have reached an impasse over how smart conservatives could support Donald. Last week, Beck posted on Facebook that he could not understand the support for Trump's lack of policy principles and his alienating personality. But Hannity responded that Trump's anti-political correctness and, quote, outsider attitude make an impressive candidate. This is the debate, though. I agree a whole lot more with Beck. We don't have a lot of policy details from the Trump. He is pretending he's an outsider, but he's not. That's the big lie. And I don't know what his positions really are, Kurt. Do you? That's kind of the point.
I know that if I remember right, yesterday you published something pretty big and long about the whole immigration thing and his plan.
All right, next hour we're going to drill into his plan on immigration.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Let's talk about it and see how genuine it is and how realistic it really is to make happen. Hannity argues that it doesn't matter what Trump said in the past. But here's a guy that's been successful, loves the country, sees what we see, America in decline. Yeah, they say he's entering the political arena because he wants to make the country a better place. He's not Barack Obama. He sees the nation the way you and I might. So there's Hannity's pros on the matter. Glenn Beck strikes back. Anyway, they're getting a lot of coverage from it, but let's drill into his policies. We've got one policy with a little bit of detail. We'll tell you about it in seconds. This is LibertyRoundtable.com.